The following is a free-for-download audiobook available on Google Drive. Srimad Bhagavatam by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Canto 9, Liberation. Chapter 6, The Downfall of Shubhari Muni. After describing the descendants of Maharaj Ambarish, Shukadev Goswami described all the kings from Shashada to Mandata, and in this connection he also described how the great sage Shubhari married the daughters of Mandata. Maharaj Ambarish had three sons named Virupa, Ketuman, and Shambhu. The son of Virupa was Prashadra, and his son was Rahitara. Rahitara had no sons, but when he requested the favor of the great sage Angira, the sage begot several sons in the womb of Rahitara's wife. When the sons were born, they became the dynasty of Angira Rishi and Rahitara. The son of Manu was Ikshvaku, who had 100 sons, of whom Vilukshi, Nimi, and Dandaka were the eldest. The sons of Maharaj Ikshvaku became kings in different parts of the world. Because of violating sacrificial rules and regulations, one of these sons, Vishuki, or Vikukshi, was banished from the kingdom. By the mercy of Vishishta and the power of mystic yoga, Maharaj Ikshvaku attained liberation after giving up his material body. When Maharaj Ikshvaku expired, his son Vikukshi returned and took charge of the kingdom. He performed various types of sacrifices, and thus he pleased the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This Vikukshi later became celebrated as Shashada. Vikukshi's son fought with the demons for the sake of the demigods, and because of his valuable service, he became famous as Puranjai, Idravaha, and Katukshta. The son of Puranjai was Anena, the son of Anena was Prithu, and the son of Prithu was Vishvagandhi. The son of Vishvagandhi was Chandra, the son of Chandra was Vuvushvanava, Yuvanashava, and his son was Shravasta, who constructed Shravastapuri. The son of Shravasta was Bridrashva. Bridrashva's son was Kulyashva, killed the demon named Dundu, and thus he became celebrated as Dundumara, the killer of Dundu. The sons of the killer of Dundu were Dridrashva, Kapilashva, and Bridrashva. He also had thousands of other sons, but they burned to ashes in the fire emanating from Dundu. The son of Dundu was Haryashva. The son of Haryashva was Nimbuka. The son of Nimbuka was Bahulashva. And the son of Bahulashva was Krishava. The son of Krishashva was Sinajit, and his son was Yuvanashva. Yuvanashva was married and had married 100 wives, but he had no sons, and therefore he entered the forest. In the forest, the sage performed a sacrifice known as Indrajaga on his behalf. Once, however, the king became so thirsty in the forest that he drank the water kept for performing jaga. Consequently, after some time, a son came forth from the right side of his abdomen. The son, who was very beautiful, was crying to drink breast milk, and Indra gave the child his index finger to suck. Thus, the son became known as Mandata. In due course of time, Yuvanashva achieved perfection by performing austerities. Thereafter, Mandata became the emperor and ruled the earth, which consisted of 7 islands. Thieves and rogues were very much afraid of this powerful king, and therefore the king was known as Trashadasyu, meaning, quote, one who is very fearful to rogues and thieves. Mandata begat sons in the womb of his wife, Bindumati. These sons were Purukuksa, Ambarisha, and Muchukunda. These three sons had 50 sisters, all of whom became wives of the great sage known as Shubhari. In this connection, Shukadev Goswami described the history of Shubhari Muni, who, because of sensual agitation caused by fish, fell from his yoga and wanted to marry all the daughters of Mandata for sexual pleasure. Later, Shubhari Muni became very regretful. Thus, he accepted the order of Vanaprastha, performing very severe austerities, and thus attained perfection. In this regard, Shukadev Goswami described how Shubhari Muni's wives also became perfect. Text 1. Sri Shuka Uvacha Virupa Ketuman Chambur Ambarisha Sutastraya Viparat Prasado Bhut prasadavo svobut tatputras tu ratitra. I'm not going to read the synonyms for the first part of this chapter because it's genealogical and therefore repetitive. Translation. Shukadev Goswami said, O Maharaj Parikshit, Ambarish had three sons named Virupa, Ketuman, and Shambhu. From Virupa came a son named Prashadasva, and from Prashadasva came a son named Ratitara. Text 2. Ratitarasya Prajasya Bharanayam Tanave Rita Angira Janayam Asa Brahmavachar Svina Sutan. Translation. Ratitra had no sons, and therefore he requested the great sage Angira to beget sons for him. Because of this request, Angira begot sons in the womb of Ratitara's wife. All these sons were born with Brahminical prowess. Purport. In the Vedic age, a man was sometimes called upon to beget sons in the womb of a lesser man's wife for the sake of better progeny. In such an instance, the woman is compared to an agricultural field. A person possessing an agricultural field may employ another person to produce food grains from it, but because the food grains are produced from the land, they are considered the property of the owner of the land. Similarly, a woman was sometimes allowed to be impregnated by someone other than her husband, but the sons born of her would then become her husband's sons. Such sons were called Kshetrajata. Because Ratitara had no sons, he took advantage of this method. Text 3. Ete Kshetra Prasutavai Punas Tvangirasa Shmita Ratiratranam Pravara Kshetropeta Dvijataya. Translation. Having been born in the womb of Ratitara's wife, all these sons were known as the dynasty of Ratitara, but because they were born from the semen of Angira, they were also known as the dynasty of Angira. Among all the progeny of Ratitara, these sons were the most prominent because owing to their birth, they were considered brahmanas. Purport. Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur gives the meaning of Dvijataya as, quote, mixed caste, end quote, indicating a mixture of Brahmana and Kshatriya. Text 4. Shutva tas tu manor jajne ikshvakur gran natasuta tasya putra jata sata jnesta bisuki nimi natandaka. Translation. The son of Manu was Ikshvaku. When Manu was sneezing, Ikshvaku was born from Manu's nostrils. King Ikshvaku had 100 sons, of whom Vishuki, Nimi, and Dandaka were the most prominent. Purport. According to Sridhar Swami, although the Bhagavatam 9.1.11-12 has previously included Ikshvaku among the 10 sons begotten by Manu and his wife Shraddha, this was a generalization. It is here specifically explained that Ikshvaku was born simply from the sneezing of Manu. Text 5. Tesham purastad abhavan aryavarte nripa nripa panchavam sati paschatscha triomade paranita. Translation. Of the 100 sons, 25 became kings of the western side of Aryavarta, the place between the Himalaya and the Vindhya mountains. Another 25 sons became kings of the east, in the east of Aryavarta, and the three principal sons became kings in the middle. The other sons became kings in various other places. Text 6. Sa ekadash daka rasad he ikshvaku sutam adisat mamsam aniyantam medyam vikukse gachamachiram. Translation. During the months of January, February, and March, oblations offered to the forefathers are called Astaka Shraddha. The Shraddha ceremony has held during the dark fortnight of the month. When Maharaj Ikshvaku was performing his oblations in this ceremony, he ordered his son Vikukshi to go immediately to the forest to bring some pure flesh. Text 7. Tateti Savanam Gatva Mrigam Hatva Karariha Kriyarhyanam Shranto Babukshito Vira Sasham Chadad Apasmriti. Translation. Thereafter, Ikshvaku's son Vikukshi went to the forest and killed many animals suitable for being offered as oblations. but when fatigued and hungry, he became forgetful and ate a rabbit he had killed. Purport. It is evident that Kshatriyas killed animals in the forest because the flesh of the animals were suitable to be offered at a particular type of yajna. Offering oblations to the forefathers in the ceremony known as Shraddha is also a kind of yajna. In this yajna, flesh obtained from the forest by hunting could be offered. However, in the present age, Kali Yuga, this kind of offering is forbidden. Quoting from the Brahmavarta Purana, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Ashvamedham galva lambam sanyasam palapaitikam devarena sutopatim kalo pancha vivarjayet. In this age of Kali, five acts are forbidden: the offering of a horse in sacrifice, the offering of a cow in sacrifice, the acceptance of the order of sannyas, the offering of oblations of flesh to the forefathers, and a man's begetting children and his brother's wife. End quote. The word palapatrikam refers to an offering of flesh and oblations to forefathers. Formerly, such an offering was allowed, but in this age it is forbidden. In this age, Kali Yuga, everyone is expert in hunting animals, but most of the people are shudras, not kshatriyas. According to the Vedic injunctions, however, only kshatriyas are allowed to hunt, whereas shudras are allowed to eat flesh after offering goats or other insignificant animals before the deity of the goddess Kali or similar demigods. On the whole, meat eating is not completely forbidden. A particular class of men is allowed to eat meat according to various circumstances and injunctions. As far as eating beef is concerned, however, it is strictly prohibited to everyone. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna personally speaks of gorakshyam, cow protection. Meat eaters, according to their different positions and the directions of the Shastra, are allowed to eat flesh, but never the flesh of cows. Cows must be given all protection. Text 8. Shesham deve dayana sa pitre tena chatat guru chodita proksana yaya yaha dustam etad akarmakam. Translation. Vishuki Vikukshi offered the remnants of the flesh to King Ikshvaku, who gave it to Vashishta for purification. But Vashishta could immediately understand that part of the flesh had already been taken by Vikukshi, and therefore he said that it was unfit to be used in the Shraddha ceremony. Purport. That which is meant to be offered in yajna cannot be tasted by anyone before being offered to the deity. In our temples, this regulation is in effect. One cannot eat food from the kitchen unless it is offered to the deity. If something is taken before being offered to the deity, the entire preparation is polluted and can no longer be offered. Those engaged in deity worship must know this very well so that they may be saved from committing offenses in deity worship. Text 9. Gnatva patrasya tat karma gunar na bihitam nripa desham ni sarayamasa sutam tvakta vidim rusa. Translation. When King Ikshvaku, thus informed by Vashishta, understood that his son Vikukshi had done, he was extremely angry. Thus, he ordered Vikukshi to leave the country because Vikukshi had violated the regulative principles. Text 10. Satu biprena sambadam gyapakena samarcharan tvaktra kalevaram yogi satena vapi yat param. Translation. Having been instructed by the great and learned Brahmana Vashishta, who discoursed about the absolute truth, Maharaja Ikshvaku became renounced. By following the principles of for a yogi, he certainly achieved the supreme perfection after giving up his material body. Text 11. Pitaryu parate bietya Vikukshi Pritivimimam Sasad Ije Harim Yajnai Sasada Iti Vichtruta. Translation. After his father's disappearance, Vikukshi returned to the country and thus became the king, ruling the planet Earth and performing various sacrifices to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vikukshi later became celebrated as Sasada. Text 12. Puranjayas tasasuta indravaha itirita kakutsta iti chapak ukta shinu namani karmabi. Translation. The son of Sasada was Puranjaya, who was also known as Indravaha and sometimes as Kakuksta. Please hear from me how he received different names for different activities. Text 13. Kritanta asit saramo Samra Maro Devanam Sahadanavai Parishni Graho vrito viro devar daitya parajitai. Translation. Formerly, there was a devastating war between the demigods and the demons. The demigods, having been defeated, accepted Purunjai as their assistant and then conquered the demons. Therefore, this hero is known as Purunjaya, quote, he who conquered the residents of the demons, end quote. Text 14. Vachana deva devasya vishnur vishvatmana prabhau vahannatve vritastasya babuvendro mahavrsha. Translation. Purunjaya agreed to kill all the demons on the condition that Indra would be his carrier. Because of pride, Indra could not accept this proposal, but later, by the order of the Supreme Lord Vishnu, Indra did accept it and became a great bull carrier for Purunjaya. Text 15 through 16. Sasanado Danur Divyam Adhaya Vishikchan Chitan Sutya Manas Tam Aru Hya Ryutsu Kakudi Stita Tejas Yapi Yito Vishnu Purushasya Mahatmana Prachityam Disidaityanam Nyarunat Tridasai Purum. Translation. Well protected by armor and desiring to fight, Purunjaya took up a transcendental bow and very sharp arrows. And while being highly praised by the demigods, he got up on the back of the bull, Indra, and sat on its hump. Thus he is known as Kukushta. Being empowered by Lord Vishnu, who is the Supersoul and the Supreme Person, Purunjaya sat on the great bull and is therefore known as Indravaha. Surrounded by the demigods, he attacked the residents of the demons in the west. Text 17. Taistasya chudut prathanam tamulam lomaharshanam mamaya balar anayad daityan abhid yayor mrde. Translation. There was a fierce battle between the demons and Purunjaya. Indeed, it was so fierce that when one hears about it, one's hairs stand on end. All the demons bold enough to come before Purunjaya were immediately sent to the residence of Yamaraj by his arrows. Text 18. Tasyeshu patabhimukham yanu gatnim ivo banam rishijya durvur daitya hanyamana svam alayam. Translation. To save themselves from the blazing arrows of Indravaha, which resembled the flames of devastation at the end of the millennium, the demons who remained when the rest of their army was killed fled quickly to their respective homes. Text 19. Jitvar param danam sarvam sastrikam vrajapaneye pratyayachat sa rajarsir iti namabir ahrita. Translation. After conquering the enemy, the saintly king Purunjaya gave everything, including the enemy's riches and wives, to Indra, who carries the thunderbolt. For this, he is celebrated as Purunjaya. Thus, Purunjaya is known by different names because of his different activities. Text 20. Purunjayasya putra bud arinas tat satu patu vishragandhi stato chandro yuvanasvas tatutat suta. Translation. The son of Purunjaya was known as Anena. Anena's son was Prithu, and Prithu's son was Vishragandhi. Vishragandhi's son was Chandra, and Chandra's son was Yuvanashva. Text 21. Shrinvatas tatsuto yena shravasti nirmane puri brihadashvas tu shravastist tatakulaya vastvaka. Translation. The son of Yuvanashva was Shravasta, who constructed a township known as Shravastapuri. The son of Shravasta was Brihadvashva, and his son was Kulayavayashva. In this way, the dynasty increased. Text 22. Yat priyartam utan kasya dundu nama saranbali sutanam eka vimsyatya sahasrar ahanand vrita. Translation. That satisfy the sage Untanka, the greatly powerful Kuvalayasva killed a demon named Dundu. He did this with the assistance of his 21,000 sons. Text 23 and 24. Dundura Mara Itikatas Tatsutas Te Chajavalu. Dundura Mukunginina Sarve Traya Eva Vasesita. Dadarshvat Kapilashvas Cha Badrasva Iti Bharata. Dadrasva Putro Hareasvo. Kukumbas Tatsuta Smrita. Translation: O Maharaj Parikshit, for this reason, Kulyava Kuvala Yasva is celebrated as Dundhumara, the killer of Dundu. All of the but three of his sons, however, were burnt to ashes by the fire emanating from Dundu's mouth. The remaining sons of Dund were Dudushva, Kapilashva, and Badrashva. From Dudashva came a son named Hayashva, whose son is celebrated as Nimbuk Nikumba. Text 25. Baholashvo Nikumbasya Krishasvo Ritasya Jainasenajit Yuvanashvo Brajatasya So Napatyo Vanamgata. Translation: the son of Nikumba was Baholashva, the son of Baholashva was Krishasva, the son of Krishasva was Senajit, and the son of Senajit was Yuvanashva. Yuvanashva had no sons, and thus he retired from family life and went to the forest. Text 26. Bharya Satena Nirvina Rishyo Sa Kripavala Kripavalava Sistim Sma Smartavyam Chakshrur Aindrim Te Samuha Hamita. Translation: although Yuvanashva went into the forest with his 100 wives, all of them were very morose. The sages in the forest, however, being very kind to the king, began very carefully and attentively performing an Indrajaga so that the king might have a son. Purport: one may enter the Vanaprastha order of life with his wife, but the Vanaprastha order means complete retirement from household life. Although King Yuvanashva retired from household family life, he and his wives were always morose because he had no son. Text 27. Raja tad yagna sadanam pravisto nishi tarsita drishta sayanayam vipravs tan papo mantra jalam swayam. Translation: being thirsty one night, the king entered the arena of sacrifice, and when he saw all the brahmanas lying down, he personally drank the sanctified water meant to be drunk by his wife. Purport: the yagyas performed by brahmanas according to Vedic ritualistic ceremonies are so potent that the sanctifying of water by the Vedic mantras can bring about the desired result. In this instance, the brahmanas sanctified the water so that the king's wife might drink it in the yagya, but by providence, the king himself went there at night and, being thirsty, drank the water. Text 28. Utitas te nisamyata vyudakam kalasam prabho prapachu kasim karmedam pitam pum sabanam jalam. Translation: when the brahmanas got up from bed and saw the water pot empty, they inquired who had done this work of drinking the water meant for begetting a child. Text 29. Rajana pitam vidit vavai ishvara paritena tu te ishvaraya namask chakrur aho daiva balam balam. Translation: when the brahmanas came to understand that the king, inspired by the supreme controller, had drunk the water, they all exclaimed, quote, alas, the power of providence is real power. No one can counteract the power of the supreme, end quote. In this way, they offered their respectful obeisances unto the Lord. Text 30. Tatakala apavrite kukshim nirbidya dakshinam yuvanashvasyatanasyas kashchakarvarti janjanadha. Translation: thereafter, in due course of time, a son with all the good symptoms of a powerful king came forth from the lower right side of King Yuvanashva's abdomen. Text 31. Kam dasyati kumaro yam stane ruruhayate brisham tam data vatsamaro dir etindro de sinam adat. Translation: the baby cried so much for breast milk that all the brahmanas were very unhappy. Quote, who will take care of this baby? End quote, they said. Then Indra, who was worshipped in that yuga, came and solaced the baby. Quote, "Do not cry," end quote, Indra said. Then Indra put his index finger in the baby's mouth and said, quote, "You may drink me," end quote. Text 32. Namamara pita tasya viprad deva prasadata yuvanashvo tatatraiva tapasa siddhim anvagat. Translation. Because Yuvanashva, the father of the baby, was blessed by the Brahmanas, he did not fall a victim to death. After this incident, he performed severe austerities and achieved perfection in that very spot. Text 33 through 34. Trasadasyur itindrodna vidade namatasya yasyavai yasmat shantihi udvigna dasyavo ravanadeya Yovanashvo tamandata chakravarti aninam prabhu saptadvipadvatim keka sahasyechu tatejasa. Translation. Mandata, the son of Yuvanashva, was the cause of fear for Ravana and other thieves and rogues who caused anxiety. O King Parikshit, because they feared him, the son of Yuvanashva was known as Trasadasyu. This name was given by King Indra. By the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the son of Yuvanashva was so powerful that when he became emperor, he ruled the entire world, consisting of seven islands, without any second ruler. Texts 35 and 36. Ije cha rajnam kratubir atmavid buri dakshinai sarvadai deva mayam devam sarvatmakam atindriyam dravyam mantro vidir yajno yajamanas tatarvija dharmo dasas chakalas cha sarvam etad yadut atmakam. Translation. The Supreme Personality of God, it is not different from the auspicious aspects of great sacrifices, such as the ingredients of sacrifice, chanting the Vedic hymns, the Vedic regulative principles, the performer, the priest, the results of the sacrifice, the arena of sacrifice, and the time of sacrifice. Knowing the principles of self-realization, Mandata worshiped that transcendentally situated Supreme Soul, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, who comprises all the demigods. He also gave immense charity to the Brahmanas, and thus he performed yoga to worship the Lord. Text 37. Yavat surya edeti sma yuvascha pratitistati tatsarvam yuvanashvasya manduta chetramuchate. Translation. All places from where the sun rises on the horizon shining brilliantly to where the sun sets are known as the possession of the celebrated Mandata, the son of Yuvanashva. Text 38. Shashabindor daritari bindu matyam adhan nripa purukutsam amparisam muchukundam chayoginam tesam svasara pancha sat sobarim vivire patim. Translation. Mandata begat three sons in the womb of Bindu Mati, the daughter of Shashabindu. These sons were Purukutsa, Ambarisha, and Muchukunda, a great mystic yogi. These three brothers had 50 sisters who all accepted the great sage Sobari as their husband. Text 39 through 40. Yamun nartar jale bhagnas tapya mana param tapa nivritim mina rajasya drisva baituna dharmina jatos brihad nripam vipra kanyam ekam achayata sopi aha grihatam brahman kamam kanyas vya mam sarare. Synonyms. Yamuna Antajale, in the deep water of the river Yamuna, Magna merged completely, Tapyamana, executing austerities, Param, uncommon, Tapa, austerity, Nivritam, pleasure, Mina Rajasya, of a big fish, Drisva, seeing, Maituna Dharmina, engaged in sexual affairs, Jatas Briha, became sexually inclined, Nripam, unto the king, Mandata, Vipra, the Brahmana, Shobara, Rishi, Kanyam Ekam, one daughter, Ayachata begged for, saw he, the king, Api also, Aha said, Gyatam, you can take, Brahman, O Brahmana, Kamama, as she desires, Kanya, a daughter, Samyambhame, a personal selection. Translation. Sobhara Rishi was engaged in austerity deep in the water of the river Yamuna when he saw a pair of fish engaged in sexual affairs. Thus he perceived the pleasure of sex life, and induced by this desire, he went to King Mandata and begged for one of the king's daughters. In response to this request, the king said, quote, O Brahmana, any of my daughters may accept any husband according to her personal selection, end quote. Purport. This is the beginning of the story of Sobhari Muni. According to Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, Mandata was the king of Mathura, and Sobhari Rishi was engaged in austerity while submerged deep within the river Yamuna. When the Rishi felt sexual desire, he emerged from the water and went to King Mandata to ask that one of the king's daughters become his wife. Text 41 through 42. Sa vinchintya priyam strinam jarato ham sasan mata vali palita atatka itya ham pratyudatrita sahayisye yata tatat manam surastrinam abipsitam kim punar manujendranam iti vyavasita prabhu. Synonyms. Sa, he, Sobhari Muni, vichintya, thinking to himself, apriyam, not liked, strinam, by the women, jarata, being infirm because of old age, aham, I, asatmata, not desired by them, vali, wrinkled, palita, gray-haired, ajat, ka, with the head always trembling, iti, in this way, aham, I, pratyudrita, rejected by them, sadha, yisye, I shall act in such a way, tata, as, Atmanam, my body, surastrinam, to the celestial women of the heavenly planets, abipsitam, desirable, kim, what to speak of, puna, yet, manujad indranam, of the daughters of worldly kings, iti, in this way, vyavasita, determined, prabhu, Sobhari, the greatly powerful mystic. Translation. Sobhari Muni thought, I am now feeble because of old age, my hair has become gray, my skin is slack, and my head always trembles. Besides, I am a yogi, therefore women do not like me. Since the king has thus rejected me, I shall reform my body in such a way as to be desirable even to celestial women, what to speak of the daughters of worldly kings. Text 43. Muni pravesita chatra kanyata puram redimat vrita saraja kanyabir ekam panchasata vera. Synonyms. Muni, Sobhari Muni, pravesita, admitted Kshatra to the palace messenger, Kanya Antapuram unto the residential quarters of the princes, Ridimat, extremely opulent in all respects, Vrita accepted Sahi, Raja Kanyabi, by all the princesses, Ekam he alone, Panchasata, by all 50, Vara, the husband. Translation. Thereafter, when Sobhari Muni became quite a young and beautiful person, the messenger of the palace took him inside the residential quarters of the princesses, who were extremely opulent. All 50 princesses then accepted him as their husband, although he was only one man. Text 44. Tesam kalir abut buyams tad arte poya sodidam mamanu rupo nayamva iti tad gata chetasam. Synonyms. Tasam, all the princesses, Kali, disagreement and quarrel, abut there was, buyan, very much, tadarte, for the sake of Sobhari Muni, apoya, giving up, soridam, good relationship, mama, mine, anurupa, fit person, na, not, I am this, va, yours, iti, in this way, tat gata chetasam, being attracted by him. Translation. Thereafter, the princesses, being attracted by Sobhari Muni, gave up their sisterly relationship and quarreled among themselves, each one of them contending, quote, this man is just suitable for me and not for you, end quote. In this way, there ensued a great disagreement. Text 45 through 46. Sabhavadrichas tabir aparaniya tapa sriyanargriya parichadadeshu Griheshu nano pavan namalamba sarashu sagondika karaneshu mahara sayasana vastra bhushana snananu le pabhyavahara malyakai svalankrita stri purusheshu nityada Reme Nugariad Bijabringu Vandishu. Synonyms. Sa, he, Sarbari Rishi, Bahuricha, quite expert in utilizing Vedic mantras, Tribtabi, with his wives, Aparaniya, unlimited, Tapa, the result of austerity, Shriya, by opulences, Anargya, paraphernalia for enjoyment, Parichadeshu, equipped with different garments and dresses, Griheshu, in the house and rooms, Nana, varieties of Apavana, parks, Amala, clean, Amba, water, Sarasu, in lakes, Sogandika, very fragrant, Kananeshu, in gardens, Maha Arsh, Arha, very costly, Svaya, bedding, Asana, sitting places, Vastra, clothing, Bhushana, ornaments, Nana, bathing places, Anulepa, sandalwood, Abhyavarhara, palatable dishes, Malakai, with garland, Sualankrita, properly dressed and decorated, Stri, women, Purushesha, with men also, Nityada, constantly, Reme, enjoyed, Anugayat, followed by the singing of Dwija birds, Bringa, bumblebees, Vandushu, and professional singers. Translation: because Sabari Muni was expert in chanting mantras perfectly, his severe austerities resulted in an opulent home with garments, ornaments, properly dressed and decorated maidservants and manservants, and varieties of parks with clear water lakes and gardens. In the gardens, fragrant with varieties of flowers, birds chirped and bees hummed, surrounded by professional singers. Sabari Muni's home was amply provided with valuable beds, seats, ornaments, and arrangements for bathing. And there are varieties of sandalwood creams, flower garlands, and palatable dishes. Thus, surrounded by opulent paraphernalia, the Muni engaged in family affairs with his numerous wives. Purport: Sabari Rishi was a great yogi. Yogic perfection makes available 8 kinds of opulences. Anima, legima, mahima, prapti, prakama, mya, asitva, vishista, va, and kamalasayitva. Sabari Muni exhibited super excellence in material enjoyment by dint of his yogic perfection. The word bhavaricha means expert in chanting mantras. As material opulence can be achieved by ordinary material means, it can also be achieved by subtle means through mantras. By chanting mantras, Sabari Muni arranged for material opulence, but this was not the perfection in life. As will be seen, Sabari Muni became very dissatisfied with material opulence and thus left everything and re-entered the forest in the Vanaprastha order and achieved final success. Those who are not atma-tattva-vit, who do not know the spiritual value of life, can be satisfied with external material opulences, but those who are atma-tattva-vit are not satisfied by material opulence. This is the instruction we can derive from the life and activities of Sabari Muni. Text 47. Yad gaharstyam tu samviksya sapta dvipavati pati vishmita stambam ahajahat sarvaboma sriyanvitam. Synonyms: yat, he who grahastyam, family life, householder life, tu, but samviksya, observing sapta dvipavati patni. Mandata, who was the king of the entire world, consisting of 7 islands, Bhishmita, was struck with wonder, Stambam, due to prestigious position, Ajahat, he gave up, Sarvabhauma, the emperor of the entire world, Shriya Anvitam, blessed with all kinds of opulence. Translation: Mandata, the king of the entire world, consisting of 7 islands, was struck with wonder when he saw the household opulence of Sabari Muni. Thus, he gave up his false prestige and his position as emperor of the world. Purport: everyone is proud of his own position, but here is an astounding experience in which the emperor of the entire world felt himself defeated in all details of material happiness by the opulence of Sabari Muni. Text 48. Evam griheshu abhirato vishayan vividhai sukai seva manau chatatu syad Ichya stotkar ivanala. Synonyms: evam, in this way, griheshu, in household affairs, abhirata, being always engaged, vishayan, material paraphernalia, vividai, with varieties of sukai, happiness, sevamana, enjoying, na, not, cha, also, atusyat, satisfied him, ajya soktai, by drops of fat, eva, like, anala, a fire. Translation: in this way, Sabari Muni enjoyed sense gratification in the material world, But he was not at all satisfied, just as a fire never ceases blazing if constantly supplied with drops of fat. Purport: material desire is just like a blazing fire. If a fire is continually supplied with drops of fat, the fire will increase more and more and never be extinguished. Therefore, the policy of trying to satisfy material desires by catering to one's material demands will never be successful. In modern civilization, everyone is engaged in economic development, which is another way of constantly dropping fat into the material fire. The Western countries have reached the summit of material civilization, but people are still dissatisfied. Real satisfaction is Krishna consciousness. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 5.29, where Krishna says, Bhoktaram yagatapasam sarvamokam maheshram suridam sarvabhutanam yatvamam shantam richati. The sages who know me as the ultimate purpose of all sacrifices and austerities, the supreme lord of all planets and demigods, and the benefactor and well-wisher of all living entities, attains peace from the pangs of material miseries. End quote. One must therefore take to Krishna consciousness and advance in Krishna consciousness by properly following the regulative principles. Then one can attain an eternal blissful life in peace and knowledge. Text 49. Nakadachid upasina atma pahanavam atmana dadarshabhav arichacharyo minasanga mitunitam. Synonyms: Sahi Sobari Muni Kadachit, one day, Upasina, sitting down, Atma Apahanavam, degrading oneself from the platform of Tapasya, Atmana, self-caused, Didarsha, observed, Bahuricha Acharya, Sabari Muni, who was expert in chanting mantras, Mina Sangha, the sexual affairs of fish, Samutitam, caused by this incident. Translation: thereafter, one day, while Sabari Muni who was expert in chanting mantra, was sitting in a secluded place, he thought to himself about the cause of his fall down, which was simply that he had associated himself with the sexual affairs of the fish. Purport: Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur remarks that Sobari Muni had fallen from his austerity because of a Vaishnava parad. The history is that when Garuda wanted to eat fish, Sobari Muni unnecessarily gave the fish shelter under his care. Because Garuda's plans for eating were disappointed, Sobari Muni was certainly committed a great offense to a Vaishnava. Because of this Vaishnava parad, an offense at the lotus feet of a Vaishnava, Sobari Muni fell from his exalted position of mystic tapasya. One should not, therefore, impede the activities of a Vaishnava. This is the lesson we must learn from this incident concerning Sobari Muni. Text 50. Aho imam pasyatame vinasam tapasvina charitavratasya antarjale vadichara pasangat prachyatvitam brahmachiram ditam yat. Synonyms: aho, alas, imam, this, pasyata, just see, may, of me, vinasham, fall down, tabasvina, who was such a great mystic performer, performing austerity, sat charita, very good character, observing all necessary rules and regulations, vratasya, of one who has taken a vow strictly, antajale, in the depths of the water, varichara pasangat, because of the affairs of the aquatics, prachyatvitam, fallen, Brahma, from the activities of Brahman realization or austerity, chiram, for a long time, dritam, executed, yet, which. Translation: alas, while practicing austerity, even within the depths of the water, and while observing all the rules and regulations practiced by saintly persons, I lost the results of my long austerity simply by association with the sexual affairs of fish. Everyone should observe this fall down and learn from it. Text 51. Sangam tajete mituni vratinam mamukshu sarvatmana na vichajet bahi indriyani ekascharanahasi chitam ananta eshe yunjita tadvratishu sadushu chet pasanga. Synonym: sangam, association, tajeta, must give up, mituna vratinam, of a person engaged in sexual affairs, legal or illegal, mukshu, persons who desire liberation, sarvatmana, in all respects, na, do not, vishijet, employ, bahi indriyani, external senses, eka, alone, charan, moving, rahasi, in a secluded place, chitam, the heart, anante ishe, fixed in the lotus feet of the unlimited Supreme Personality of Godhead, yunjita, one can engage himself, tatvratishu, with persons of the same category, desiring liberation from material bondage, sat dushu, such saintly persons, chat if, prasanga, one wants association. Translation. A person desiring liberation from material bondage must give up the association of persons interested in sex life and should not employ his senses externally in seeing, hearing, talking, walking, and so on. One should always stay in a secluded place, completely fixing his mind at the lotus feet of the unlimited personality of Godhead, and if one wants any association at all, he should associate with persons similarly engaged. Purport. Sobari Muni, giving conclusions derived from his practical experience, instructs that persons interested in crossing to the other side of material ocean must give up the associations of persons interested in sex life and accumulating money. This is also advised by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Niskinchanasya Bhagavad Bhajano Mukasya Paramparam Jigamisor Bhavasagarasya Sandarshanam Vishayinam Ata Yoshitam Cha Hahanta Hanta Visa Bhaksanato Pi Asado Chaitanya Chandodaya Nataka 8:27. Alas, for a person seriously desiring to cross the ocean, material ocean, and engage in the transcendental loving service of the Lord without material motives, seeing a person engaged in sense gratification and seeing a woman who is similarly interested is more abominable than drinking poison willingly. End quote. One who desires complete freedom from material bondage can engage himself in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. He must not associate with Vishayi, materialistic persons who are those interested in sex life. Every materialist is interested in sex. Thus, in plain language, it is advised that an exalted saintly person avoid the association of those who are materially inclined. Srila Narottam Das Thakur also recommends that one engage in the service of the Acharyas, and if one wants to live in association, one must live in the association of devotees, Tadera Charana Seva Bhakti Sannivas. Krishna consciousness movement is creating many centers just to create devotees so that by associating with the members of such a center, people will automatically become uninterested in material affairs. Although this is an ambitious proposal, this association is proving effective by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By gradually associating with the members of the Krishna consciousness movement, simply by taking prasad and by taking part in the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, ordinary persons are being considerably elevated. Sobari Muni regrets that he had bad association even in the deepest part of the water. Because of the bad association of the sexually engaged fish, he fell down. A secluded place is not secure unless there is good association. Text 52. Ekatapasvi aham atambasi matsya sangat pachansad asam utapancha sahasra sarga nantam virjami ubhaya krita manoratanam maya gunar matir vishayaritabhava. Synonyms. Eka, only one, tapasvi, great sage, aham, I, atta, thus, ambasi, in the deep water, matsya sangat, by associating with the fish, panchasat, 50, asam, got wives, uta, and what to speak of begetting 100 sons in each of them, panchasahasra sarga, procreation of 5,000, na antam, no end, vrajami, I can find, ubaya, krita, duties of this life and the next, manoratanam, mental concoctions, maya gunai, influenced by the modes of material nature, rita las mati visaye, great attraction for material things, artabhava, matters of self-interest. Translation. In the beginning, I was alone and engaged in performing the austerities of mystic yoga, but later, because of the association of fish engaged in sex, I desired to marry. Then I became the husband of 50 wives, and in each of them I begot 100 sons, and thus my family increased to 5,000 members. By the influence of the modes of material nature, I became fallen, and I thought that I would be happy in material life. Thus there is no end to my material desires for enjoyment in this life and the next. Text 53. Evam vasan grihe kalam virakto nas nyasam astita vanam jagan manusyasyus Tat pratnya pati devata. Synonyms. Evam, in this way, vasan, living, grihe, at home, kalam, passing away time, virakta, became detached, nyasam, in the renounced order of life, astita,
became situated Vanam in the forest Jaghama, he went. Anuyayu was followed by Tatpatnya, all his wives, Pati Devata, because their only object, worshipable object, was their husband. Translation: in this way, he passed his life in household affairs for some time. Then he became detached from material enjoyment. To renounce material association, he accepted the Vanaprastha order and went to the forest. His devoted wives followed him, for they had no shelter other than their husband. Text 54.
Tatra taptva tapas tikshnam atma darshanam atmavan sadhaivag nibir atmanam yuoja paramatmani.
Synonyms: tatra, in the forest, taptva, executing austerity, tapa, the regular principles of austerity, tikshnam, very severely, atma darshanam, with which helps self-realization, atmavan, conversant with the self, saha, with eva, certainly, agni bi, fires, atmanam, the personal self, yuyoja, being he engaged, parama atmani, dealing with the supreme soul. Translation: when Sobari Muni, who was quite conversant with the self, went to the forest, he performed severe penances. In this way, in the fire at the time of death, he ultimately engaged himself in the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purport: at the time of death, fire burns in the gross body, and if there are no more desire for material enjoyment, the subtle body is also ended, and in this way the pure soul remains. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, Takta Deham Pranarjan Manaiti. Unless, and if one is free from the bondage of birth of both the gross and subtle material bodies and remains a pure soul, he returns home back to Godhead to be engaged in the service of the Lord. Taktadeyam Barnarjan Manaiti Mamaiti. He goes back home, back to Godhead. Thus it appears that Sobari Muni attained that perfect stage. Text 55. Tapshva Patur Maharaj Niriksyad Dhyan Mikam Gatim Anvius viv tat prabhavena agnim santam ivarchisa. Synonyms: ta, all the wives of Sobari, swapatyu, with their own husband, Maharaj, O King Parikshit, Nirakshya, observing adhyatmikam, spiritual gatim, progress of anviyu, followed tat Bhavena, by the influence of their husband, although they were unfit, by the influence of their husband, they could also go to the spiritual world. Agnim, the fire, Santam, completely emerged, Eva, like Archisa, the flames. Translation: O Maharaj Parikshit, by observing their husband progressing in spiritual existence, Sabari Muni's wives were also able to enter the spiritual world by his spiritual power, just as the flames of a fire cease when the fire is extinguished. Purport: as stated in Bhagavad Gita 9.32, Sriya Vaishishtata Shudras Tepi Antiparam Gatim, women are not considered very powerful in following great spiritual principles, but if a woman is fortunate enough to get a suitable husband who is spiritually advanced, and if she always engages in his service, she also gets the same benefit as her husband. Here it is clearly said that the wives of Sobari Muni also entered the spiritual world by the influence of their husband. They were unfit, but because they were faithful followers of their husband, they also entered the spiritual world with him. Thus, a woman should be a faithful servant of her husband, and if the husband is spiritually advanced, the woman will automatically get the opportunity to enter the spiritual world. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 9th canto, 6th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled, quote, The Downfall of Sobari Muni, end quote.